A bird in the hand is a good way to get bird flu, you fucking asshole. Get away from me, go wash your fucking hand.
Hey, what's going on? It's the 38th parallel, number 15. That's crazy. We're at 15 now. And I am with, again, he just follows me wherever I go. I can't get away from him. It is the man, the myth, the legend, as they say. Whoever they are, I don't know. Alan Mosley, the host of It's Too Late with Alan Mosley.
Yeah, who the hell are they? My goodness, know. they need to be subscribed to me. Yeah, that's the problem. What's the deal with the people who what are the kids on Twitch call them? The lurkers, the people who they're tuned in right now, but they're not going to say anything.
Yeah.
So like when you go over there and chat and say, you know, hey chat, and it's just crickets, and I'm like, I can see y'all are watching. Who is it? It's just your FBI agents, I guess.
So for those tuning in, where can they find It's Too Late with Alan Mosley?
Oh, I don't know. I used to have a thing. No, that's the event. No, I don't know. They can go to Twitch, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, whatever, and type in Alan Mosley TV. Is the show over? Are we doing the...
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. Yeah. That's usually an end of the thing. Okay. All right. Well, we'll see you next week.
But people are coming in and be like, hey, who are these guys? And, oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. Instead of at the end when everyone's like, I'm tired. I'm going to go to bed like halfway through.
Yeah.
So get the plug in at the beginning and at the end.
Well, I was going to say that, you know, new episodes premiere every Wednesday night at 9 o'clock Eastern time. Except for this week, it was actually Thursday night at 9 o'clock Eastern time because I couldn't stream on Wednesday because there was a tornado next to my house.
I was just going to ask about that. So you survived the tornado. How was that?
Yeah, it's fun. Of course, you know, all good Southerners would be out on their porch watching it.
Right. Filming it. Let's go do this.
If the alarms start going off saying, you know, seek shelter, there's a tornado in your vicinity, you got to go out on the porch and find it. That's just what Southerners do. And that's what I did, I will admit. And like half my neighbors were all out on their porches, all just, and then finally found it. Like, oh, it's over there. Like literally as I'm sitting at this desk, I'm literally pointing at where the tornado was. It was over there. And wow. I was like, oh, neat.
Did you see it through your roof and everything?
Well, I mean, I was out on the porch, previously mentioned, but it was literally, that's northeast. It was right there.
Yeah.
And it had the right of way, so it just kept going.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah.
I think tornadoes probably do have the right of way of anything, really.
Yeah. So nothing happened like it went by, but nothing like was destroyed on my street or anything, but stuff was destroyed like right down the highway, like wherever it was going, it did do some damage. So that's crazy. I shouldn't joke about like, cause like people did get hurt and one person did, like some lady did die, they were saying that this is actually, cause you asked me, you were like, well, you guys should move to Tennessee. And now you're like, oh, I don't know. We're going to, the wind spirits are going to kill us.
Actually, okay. That one over there is more worried than I am. I'm like, whoa, okay. Tornado, cool.
So I was wrong. You asked, how often do you guys get tornadoes? So first of all, that's the first tornado we've ever had of that category.
Mm-hmm.
And that's literally the first tornado related fatality in Murray County ever.
Wow.
So, I mean, like, there's tons of tornadoes around this part of the country.
First time for everything, I guess.
There's only been, like, three tornadoes touched down in Murray County in my, like, lifetime. And only one person has died in recorded history in Murray County. Well, from tornadoes. Like, a bunch of people have died.
Well, yeah. History. Yeah. Murray County's never had any deaths ever.
Yeah, like, if you've ever read Tuck Everlasting, that's actually Murray County.
Oh, man.
So I'm 200 years old. Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So the point being is that now that we got that tornado out of the way, and that was some old, so you can tell her, so that was just some old lady that died. So now you're probably safe for at least another couple hundred years.
Okay. I'll let her know.
Okay.
Unless she's watching, then I'll tell her, but I'll still remind her. Cause yeah, that's okay. I think of all the natural disasters, that one's probably, I don't know why, but that's the one that she's like, I cannot be around a tornado. I just can't do it. I guess because they're just so unpredictable. Like, I suppose, I don't know. Cause like with a tornado, you can see it, but it may not touch down right there. It may just, you know, be in the sky for a while. Then, oh, all of a sudden it's over here. You don't know what's going to happen with a hurricane. You know, if you're by the water, obviously, you know.
Yeah. I mean, like, the hurricanes have, like, you know, you're watching the forecast and they're showing like this is the band in which there might be landfall. And of course, right. The closer it gets, the more you know.
Yeah.
Pretty much where it's going to be. Yeah, with a tornado, it's raining today. Oops, tornado. I mean, it's a little bit more complex than that, but not a lot more complex than that.
It's like the high and the low pressure. And the hot and the cold is.
Well, like they can see, like, because they can see circulation. So that they're like, well, there's circulation here. So the conditions are that there could be one, but like it has to, like, will it actually touch down or will you just see swirling in the sky and be like, oh, cool? You know, I will say this, it was a lot more fun to watch than the fucking eclipse.
Well, I was lucky enough not to see it, so I have no idea what you're talking about.
Jesus.
Yeah.
You can't see an eclipse, can't see a tornado.
My eyes are too squinty. I can't see anything.
Yeah, that's right. I did see a meme of some little Asian girl and they were like holding her eyes open like that and they were saying like that's in HD.
Oh man.
Yeah. So I don't know.
That's their typical joke of just put floss, you know, over their eyes. There you go. There's your glasses.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
Or blindfolded, whatever it's used. Floss. I screwed that up. Anyway, so, but more importantly, an even bigger travesty and disaster happened. Our laptop died.
Ah, Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was the one fatality from the tornado. Was your laptop? Yeah. Right.
So that's why I'm using these freaking earphones and or headphones. What I don't know what they're called. Headphones, earbuds, and then using the iPad, which is weird because it was working. Like a few hours ago, and then we were trying to turn it on. And it was like, why is it not turning on? I don't understand what's going on. And we tried all this different, just push these buttons and you push the power button, you hold that for 10 seconds. Like, oh, nothing's happening. Well, I guess it's time to get a MacBook. So this is me grifting. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to openly say, I'm going to be grifting. Hey, if you want to help get us a laptop, there you go. Because I am a big grifter, very big grifter, such a grifter.
Yeah, but you said like MacBook. Like I don't do Mac.
Yeah,
I've never owned a Mac product in my life.
Yeah. Well, you know, people have their teams, I guess, and I guess I just stumbled upon Apple because she was using Apple.
So. Yeah. The Asian person just stumbled upon Apple.
Well, what do you use? Freaking HP, Hewlett Packard. What are you? Or Samsung?
I mean, I don't know. Like, what is this thing? I mean, this is a Samsung.
Oh, using Korean products. Nice. See, you're halfway there to being in the Hapa ethnicity.
I do this show, don't I? I'm always using Korean products.
That is true. Yeah. All right. That is true.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, where's the laugh react? We got to get you hooked up with some buttons.
Yeah, that is true.
Jesus, your hand's enormous.
I know. That's what I'm like. I'm so used to it. Oh, man, I can just touch it now. Whoa, this is crazy. I can just touch it now. That sounds weird. Out of context, I can just touch it now. Whoa.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad that you're safe and nothing happened. Nothing bad happened to you.
No, so. You know what? I don't know. Like, I don't know if there's I'm sure there's a word for this, like the kind of the mentality. Like, well, you're Asian. You probably know this. What's that philosophy of just like whatever happens, happens. And so
the golden rule. Confucianism.
Do unto others as Jesus Christ.
Confucianism.
All the Christian audience, you just lost them. They're like, that's sorry. The golden rule.
We said Asian. I don't know.
I mean, there's Christians in Asia. Those are the ones we target when we're dropping nukes.
That is true. Yeah.
It was me.
We do use our tax dollars, right? Like, it's not like, you know, we complain about paying our taxes, whatever, but we still do it. All the anarchists who complain about paying taxes, they still do it, right? For the most part.
Yeah. Well, now it's gonna bug me. Yeah. Whatever happens, happens. Ideology. Let's.
Whatever happens, happens. I think that's an episode of Lost. Whatever happens, happens. Or whatever happened, happened, or something like that. I think it's the title of an episode.
I don't. Why is this so hard to? I mean, I know that there's a word for that, and now Google is failing big time.
It's like, was it like Cecil V or something like that? Or what is that? Such is Life? Is that what I'm thinking of? Such is Life?
I don't know. This is turning into a fiasco because the stream's on and I just wanted to Google. Like, this is the problem, right? Like, everyone's like, oh, you could just Google whatever in 5 seconds, you've got it. But if you have something that's just one more layer of complication, like anyone can Google, you know, what's the capital of Tennessee? That's easy. But if you want to Google, like, you don't quite have perfect information, and so you need it to fill in the blanks, sometimes yeah. Google's like, it just shits the bed. So anyway, that's kind of my philosophy. I sort of have the attitude of like, well, look, if a tornado is about to come down the street and blow up my house with me inside, then it's a tornado is going to come down the street and blow me up with the house. I mean, what is me panicking or, more importantly, not getting a good view going to change about the reality of the situation? You know what I'm saying? So I might as well go check it out.
You're just letting it happen. Like, if it's my time to go, then I guess this is it, right?
Well, it's not a matter of letting it. If a giant wind demon comes down from the sky and destroys your house instantly, it wasn't really a letting happen type of a scenario. It was more of a, it's going to happen.
So whether
I go look at it or sit here in my chair or hide under the stairs or just go grab a drink, it's going to happen. So I don't freak out about it. It's like, okay, well, look, whether I do or don't, whatever is going to happen is going to happen. So I'm just going to go ahead and just live my life and do whatever. So the point being is, like, I don't really freak out, I guess, when it comes to, you know, I don't know if I wanted to say the word dangerous. I mean, I guess that technically was dangerous if the tornado had been going straight my direction.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, like, I don't freak out about things that can happen in life, because it's like, well, me freaking out does not change whatever thing happened. Like we got an event coming up, right? And people have already been like, well, what are we going to do on this day if it rains? And I'm like, it'll rain. I'm like, I don't know.
Seek,
like,
shelter. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah. I don't. Well, it's a scenario in particular where it's like, I'm going to still do whatever we have planned.
Yeah.
Like, if you are so averse to getting even a single droplet, I guess you'll have to just stay in your room.
Don't wear leather.
Yeah, you'll just have to wait at the hotel until we're all done, and we'll call you when we're finished. But, like, it's not going to change my plans. And so it can be a big thing like life, and it can be a little thing like it's going to rain on my event. It's not going to change my plans at all. So when people ask, well, what are we going to do if it rains? My answer is, well, I'm going to be there at 6. That's what it says on the thing. So if you're not coming now, then that sucks because it's raining, but, you know, no refunds. Just FYI, it's in the bottom. No refunds.
So you get to keep all the money and.
Yeah. Yeah. All the money. Yeah. No, no. Don't make me out to be the grifter. Dude, you're not going to trigger me like that. All the money.
Well, speaking of just letting it happen. Apparently the FDA is saying, so FDA chief says agency is preparing for bird flu pandemic. Are you ready for the bird flu? You ready?
I mean, okay, well, here you go. I'm exactly as ready for the bird flu as I am for any other ailment. No more, no less. And my actions are not going to change regardless. So yeah, I guess. I mean, does that mean I'm ready?
Well, they're drawing up plans for a major outbreak.
Drawing up plans?
Yeah. So the FDA is gearing up for a bird flu pandemic in people that could kill 1 in 4 of those it infects. Dr. Robert Califf told our Senate committee that officials were drawing up plans to roll out tests, antiviral drugs, and vaccines in the event the virus jumps to humans. But he emphasized the risk of it spreading to people was still low, with only one person infected so far, who was a farm worker in Texas in March. This virus, like all viruses, is mutating. We need to continue to prepare for the possibility that it might jump to humans. The real worry is that it will jump to the human lungs, where, when that has happened in other parts of the world, the mortality rate has been 25%. So in this article, they have a map. And so it says, here are the states that have reported bird flu infections in dairy herds. So we have Idaho. We have Colorado, New Mexico, South Dakota, Kansas, Texas, Michigan, Ohio, and North Carolina. So Tennessee has been spared so far. So I think this whole thing's probably, it could be serious. I don't know. Like, I don't know. Like, okay, so if this was going to be another COVID-19, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's in animals this time. It's going to be spreading through animals. Not like before, because I remember when COVID was like this first big news story. Everyone's like, oh, is it coming from the fucking dead bird in the soup? Is it coming from the wet markets? Because I remember when Nico and I were talking about, we were thinking, oh yeah, wet markets. That sounds plausible because of the freaking what is it? The sanitation isn't the best, if you want to put it lightly. But it ended up being a lab. It ended up being a lab in Wuhan. So I'm wondering if Dr. Fauci has anything to do with this. Because anything like pandemic or any virus spreading, now I'm like, does Dr. Fauci have anything to do with this? Because he has something to do with it, with the fucking COVID-19 and all that. So I don't know. I'm worried about it.
Don't be worried, because whatever's going to happen is going to happen. Well, I mean, okay, so if the official sources are the ones breaking the news, then you know for a fact you shouldn't be worried about it. That's number one.
Yeah.
Those people will never be credible again. It's like what? Because I think that's an interesting question. I don't mean to sidetrack from the whole bird flu thing too much, but it's related. Is like, if I were to say to you, oh, the CDC said this, and then if you were to say back to me, oh, the CDC said it, well, what do I care? You know, it's them. Then I think an interesting question would be like, what would they have to do to gain back even an ounce of credibility? Would they have to just, you know, be stalwart and forthcoming with information about everything that happened before and come clean? Would they have to accurately predict a certain number of like health events going forward? Or is the answer, it just doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what they do. It doesn't matter what they say. It doesn't matter how correct or true anything that they propose from this point forward is. It just doesn't matter anymore. They might as well be abolished, because you'll never, ever trust them again. So I think I actually think that the objectively correct answer is that last one. They should just never be trusted again. It doesn't matter if you fire people and hire new people. None of that matters at all. They'll never be credible again. So if the official sources are saying it, I would ignore it. But the other thing I think is funny is so you said they're saying it's upwards of 25%. So like one out of four people who contract it could die.
Mm-hmm.
My answer to that would be, are one out of four people going to die from the illness, or are one out of four people going to die from what you're going to do to them because they got the illness?
Well, like, yeah, they're talking about vaccines and all that. So we know how that happened with the COVID vaccine. People would get the shot or multiple shots, and then they would
remember.
Get
yeah. Yeah, you remember in the early days, I mean, when we get into vaccines, that's a separate issue.
Right. Yeah.
In the early days, remember when they were doing the whole thing of we gotta spend a bunch of tax dollars because we got to make sure all the hospitals are armed with all the ventilators because people couldn't breathe. And then it was people knew then, but it was immediately found out that, oh, well, actually the people that are going on the ventilators are the ones who they never get off of them. They're going to croak. And the people who never went on ventilators are recovering. And so though, as far as I'm concerned, those people were just straight murdered. I mean, just straight murdered. And then after that, the next drama was, it was the old folks homes. Remember? Right. So like, again, fairly early on in a really early stage, there were people who understood disease control and stuff that were saying that, well, even if I don't know all the particulars of this exact ailment, I do know that generally speaking, you know, certain demographics are more susceptible to certain things. And we can already kind of, I mean, at any given time, the elderly are always at greater risk, right? Like they're at greater risk of everything, period.
Shouldn't laugh at that, but.
Well, I mean, you know, it's just, it is what it is. And so, right. I mean, in the very early stages, when even some of the quote unquote heroes of the COVID era, even when some of those people themselves were saying things that, not that they were like saying I'm right, and if you say otherwise, I'll have you arrested, but they were saying, you know, they didn't have all the information. But even early on, when people didn't have all the facts, there were still people saying that, well, but it seems like the elderly are at the biggest risk. So let's make sure that, you know, we're at least trying to do some containment measures for them, not for all of society, but at least for them. But then you had states like New York or whatever, where they were putting the sick people in the old folks' homes, and it was just running through, killing swaths of old people. It's like, so again, I put that on the same level as the ventilators. They just straight murdered those people. Like, you know, you can cry pedantics all you want of, well, I didn't put a bullet in their head or anything. But it's like, if you told me, hey, Alan, I have a compromised immune system, and if I get, you know, whatever, chicken pox, I'll die. Then if I bring children who I know have chicken pox to your home, then that's such a level of negligence that I might as well be tried for manslaughter. So I'm serious. Like, those people essentially committed manslaughter, and they can't claim ignorance. I think it was fairly well known from a pretty early standpoint. Then now you fast forward all the way to today. You even this week, right? Like, even this week, you're starting to have some of the like mainstream sources starting to drop articles and segments saying that, well, they're pulling these vaccines because it looks like they cause, you know, heart troubles and clots. Oh, yeah. And it's like, yeah, no shit.
Yeah.
So again, that was something that was known a long time ago. But the fact that a mainstream sources are reporting on it tells you the jig is up, right? Like, they're not even going to deny it anymore.
Yeah. It's okay to say it now.
Exactly. It's okay to say it now. So even if they, even if they haven't come full out and admitted it, eventually in the very short future, like, I mean, I'm talking in weeks, eventually there's going to be some groundbreaking study come out, i.e. one they accept from a source they accept, that's going to say that, oh yeah, these shots, you know, they killed people. And then they're going to be like, oops, you know, well, we didn't know. We didn't have perfect. We were just trying to. Or they'll still try to play the numbers game of, well, if the shots gave 70,000 people a heart attack, but we feel like it saved, you know, 80,000 people, then we're gonna say that on net it was the right thing to do. They'd be wrong, of course. That'd be flawed logic. But still, they'll either have to just admit it quietly and then move on, or they'll try to at least argue that they were doing the best they could. But see, that goes back to the whole like a stupid versus evil thing. Like, did they put sick people in the old folks homes because they were stupid, or did they put sick people in the old folks homes because they're evil? I actually don't think they're that stupid. That's all I'm saying. I don't think they're that stupid.
Well, to go along with what you're saying about people not trusting public health as a whole, basically, especially after the whole COVID thing, like, that was really like what broke the camel's back, is that whole thing. And the crazy thing, though, is that there's people who still believe in what the public health was doing during COVID. Like, they'll still, you know, you'll still see people wearing masks every once in a while in a clear blue sky. You'll see someone wearing a mask, and you know they're not just wearing a mask just because, oh, you know, I'm sick or whatever. They're probably wearing it because, oh yeah, I might still get COVID or whatever. Or this whole thing, like, well, you know.
What's that one brunette journalist's name that, like, she sat down with the libs of TikTok lady not long ago and kind of, to be honest, kind of dunked on her.
Taylor Lorenz.
Yeah, Taylor Lorenz. Yeah. Like, so that little interview they did, wasn't that like just, that was just a few months ago, wasn't it? Like,
it was recent.
It was like, it was like the end of this past winter, start of spring.
It was recent.
So recently she did a bit with her, and she was wearing a mask. Like, oh my God, you can't. These people aren't like, her brain is broken. She actually is that stupid, but even in her case, she can't possibly be wearing the mask because of COVID. No one else is wearing one. Now, if she's wearing one because it's like the Asian thing, it's like, well, she has a cold and she's trying right. to not spread the cold. And like, I do kind of get that, but my attitude, you know, it's a cultural thing. I know there's different cultures. Yeah. I know that if you're going to be in a lot of enclosed spaces and around people, you're trying to help other people. But my thing is like, if I'm so sick that I could get you sick and you'll be very like ill, then I shouldn't be with you. I shouldn't be right. going out at all. Yeah, I should just be at home. Yeah. Right. Yeah. And so I know that there's certain like cultural and work aspects to it, but in her case, she wasn't ill to my knowledge. And she was doing like a video. It's not even like it was a written interview for a magazine. Yeah. They're actually on tape. She's wearing a freaking mask. Everyone on the street, everyone on the sidewalk, no one else is wearing one but her. It just that, yeah, her brain is messed up. Like, my God.
Yeah. And those are two women that, you know, I mean, maybe before, like with Liz of TikTok, at least you're like, when Liz of TikTok was just starting out, you mm-hmm. seen the videos that they were putting out. You're just like, whoa, it's kind of fucked up, whatever. But now we know who she is, and I mean, whether it was not the best of ways of basically she being doxxed. Oh, here's her name, here's her address, mm-hmm. here's her social security number, all the other bullshit that came out.
Yeah,
not great. But then we learn more about her, regardless of that, like where mm-hmm. her political leanings are. And, oh, wow, she's pretty, you know, I don't want to continue beating on this drum because I hear it all the time. But it's pretty freaking pro-Israel. I'm not going to, you know, like, so I don't know. Like, you know, because then, oh, yeah, she's, okay, yeah, that makes sense. Like some of the stuff. But then after all this, especially after October 7th and how people are noticing about that and the awakenings and then people being like, oh, okay, this is a lot more. Oh, I mean, what was that one? Who I think it was AIPAC. They did that stupid, they're doing some kind of ad campaign against Thomas Massie because he's the only Republican who didn't vote for this pro-Israel bill or whatever it was. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And, hey, it's that's convenience before election time. Well, yeah, pretty good timing, those people there. Wow.
Yeah.
But I'm sure Thomas Massie, he'll get 2 points knocked off of him, whatever.
Yeah. He'll only get 78% of the vote.
Right.
Yeah. 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 I mean, that's one of the things, like, you know, that's actually one of the arguments, you know, people, a very popular argument these days is the whole term limits thing. Like it's people, there's people that have gotten this idea that, well, if we get term limits, then all of these Nancy Pelosi's and Mitch McConnell's, they'll all just disappear, as if there isn't plenty more where that came from, just waiting in the wing. It's there's a whole lot more issues than term limits. The problem is like, so first of all, you'll replace Nancy Pelosi and you'll get someone else exactly like her. But you're also going to get rid of Thomas Massie. You think that's a good idea? I don't think that's a very good idea. I think there's very few Thomas Massies to begin with. And if there were term limits, he would be out. His political career would have already ended unless he was able to go to the Senate or something. He'd already be done. But if you do have a Thomas Massie and he is very popular in his district and he does get a really high percentage of the vote, then that also means he can take more aggressive stances, right? Like he can talk a lot more shit about being anti-war or budgets, and he can light a fire under other people in his own party saying, well, this person says that they're a conservative, but look at this shit they're doing. He can do that knowing that he's safe. He'll get reelected because he's popular. That's how Ron Paul was. You know, Ron Paul detractors like to say that, well, he was in Congress all those years and did, you know, what legislation did he pass? He never got anything done. And legislatively, that's true. Although I think, bringing people around to the ideas can't just be discounted as not doing anything. But if you're going to rate him as passing legislation, sure, it's a zero. But A, I don't want them passing more legislation. I want them repealing everything. So that's one thing. And two, because he was super popular in his district down in Lake whatever in Texas. He was super, you know, he's getting 80-90% of the vote in his district, which meant he could then be himself. Right. He could go be Ron Paul and be the only no vote on all these, you know, boondoggles because he knew he'd get reelected. So if there were term limits, there wouldn't have been that.
Well, so I guess that would be an argument against term limits then, especially if you're a politician like, you know, Ron Paul and Thomas Massie, who they know they're popular in their district. So mm-hmm. why would they want to have term limits? Why would he only want him in there for two terms. That's retarded, because then the next person can come in and be the worst person imaginable, you know? And yeah, I mean, maybe, yeah, like you're saying, legislative wise, he probably didn't do anything really, but because he was surrounded by a bunch of people who are fucking retards, and, you know, oh yeah, let's pass this and, you know, more of that for people, and, you know, screw these people down here. But, you know, he may have mm-hmm. been like the one or two lone no vote or whatever. But that's not really going to do anything, because
I did see, speaking of Massey, I did see some people saying today. So, like, yeah, you mentioned that whole ad buy that AIPAC is doing. So he also decided that, well, if you're going to play that game, then let's talk about how you guys should be registered as a foreign lobby, which currently they're like, they're the only people who are principally working for a foreign national that do not have to register as such in Washington. And he's like, well, we should force them to have to register as a foreign interest.
Well, you can't force people, because, you know, that's not libertarian.
Well, no, absolutely you can. That's I mean, that is the law right now, is that they're supposed to be. They're the only ones that are exempt from that are the ones for Israel. But of course, the reason why that's in the news is because the last time somebody made that argument, their head got blown off in Texas.
Well, yeah, can't have that happen. Yeah, can't have people's heads getting blown off for that.
Yeah, a lot of people think that they killed JFK, and that they did it because he was trying to crack down on them, and he was trying to get them registered as a foreign lobby, and then he died. So, but you know, I keep on hearing from the young people, they say maybe his head just did that.
His head just like decided to just pop off for no reason.
Yeah, maybe that's the conspiracy that we haven't looked into. Maybe it just did that.
No, I think and LBJ definitely has something to do with it. I mean, come on.
Well, I mean, that's because those people told him that's how it's going to be.
He'll be the next president if you do. Oh yeah, sure, yeah.
I mean, it's true. Texas, Well, I mean, people suspect him because he's a shady SOB, and the president just got assassinated. But you think, right. Like, you look at historically in the big picture. It's like, well, if the vice president is always second in line or first in line behind the president, then it's like, I wonder if there's ever been any other vice presidents that even just super privately ever discussed, hey, I could become president if I.
I'm sure Mike Pence was thinking about that during, you know, his time with Trump.
Well, God knows Mike Pence would never become president unless it was ascending to the office from the vice presidency. That man. You and I ourselves were sitting on this very show talking about how is Mike Pence in the race?
Yeah, right.
And then he was still in the race for a few more weeks after that.
Yep, our Jesus. Boy didn't make
it. I had as many votes as Mike Pence.
I know he was too long in the race. Nikki Haley was in it for way too long. Now it's
Haley was really, really, really in it way too long.
I know, way too long. Jeez, she shouldn't even been in the first place. No women should even be allowed to be president. I mean, come on.
Well, definitely not women. Yeah. Definitely not.
So yeah, it's definitely Donald Trump, and it's definitely Joe Biden. I had to hesitate for a little bit, but it's definitely Joe Biden, and it's going to be RFK Jr.'s worm. His brain worm is probably going to be in it as well.
Excuse you and excuse all the people making the jokes and in the media. It's a symbiote.
I don't know what you said. What was that, Russian?
That's a symbiote. Haven't you ever seen, you know, like Deep Space Nine, where Jadzia Dax had the, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, she was a Trill.
Yeah, and she had that giant worm thing in her that like had the memories of all the previous ones.
Yeah, and they're not fucking her
that
fucking head.
That thing is a symbiote. That's what that is.
Oh, so it's been controlling him this whole time.
Yeah, so yeah, it's not it's not even RFK. He is the worm.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, see, now that you put it that way, it does make sense.
Yeah.
Sure, what's Deep Space Nine again?
It's super insensitive to call it the worm. That's all I'm saying.
It's going to be called the worm now. You know, SNL is going to make a joke about it. You just know. It's like the fucking fly with Mike Pence. You knew immediately when you saw that. You knew that's going to be lampooned 100%, no doubt.
SNL is going to make whatever jokes this week that the pedos and the Jews tell them to make.
Right.
That's Yeah. Right. So if they need, if they feel like their numbers are getting driven by an RFK worm joke, then it'll be on there. If it's not, then it's not. But then again, you say that, but all three major candidates all are Zionists.
Who is the least Zionist of the three?
None of the above. They're all super Zionist.
Yeah, but who is the least Zionist of the three? Of these three choices, who is the least Zionist?
No, don't turn my bullshit back against me. No.
I just did.
Probably Trump. Probably Trump.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, he's all about how much money can they give me.
Biden's a blank slate. He is literally, he's an etch-a-sketch for whatever Obama said.
What did I say? Okay, yeah. Yeah, so I'm going to talk to Mr. John, last name.
Yeah, and then with RFK, like, he essentially imploded his own campaign coming out as a hardcore Zionist. Like, when his entire campaign was entirely running on a platform of all of these people are COVID authoritarians, and I was against it from day one, and I've got the receipts. He was never going to win. No, he was never going to win, and impotence not going to win. But at that moment in time, he had a serious chance of siphoning some votes from probably a little more from Biden than Trump, because he's the incumbent, but from both, because they were both bad. And when that was his whole platform, was the uniparty sucks, get rid of the uniparty, and they were all bad on COVID. He was pulling in at least some numbers, but then there was like some of his senior staff walked out, like Dennis Kucinich walked out and stuff like that, which Dennis Kucinich is a freaking commie, but he's an anti-war commie.
Yeah.
And so you give him that. And when those people walked out, it's like, man, what's going on? Why is there this big shakeup in the RFK team?
And then you realize.
And then he starts coming out talking about how Palestinians are like the most pampered, subsidized people on the globe. And it's like, really, the people who live in an open air prison enforced by Israel using American weapons, that they're pampered and subsidized. Well, maybe they have a little bit more pulling themselves up by the bootstraps if they weren't being, you know, displaced and murdered all the time.
They could just leave the country.
Yeah.
Open air prison. Just leave the country.
Yeah. Just go. Just die. if you just die, then you wouldn't be here anymore.
Then you won't be there because you're not alive.
Yeah, you got the make. See, if we could just put out more of this, then we would be raising a lot. We would be getting some of that money.
Yeah,
we got to get this content out there.
APAC, get over here.
People are texting and tweeting right now that apparently everyone can see Aurora Borealis. Like, not just the people where you can normally see it. Apparently, people can see it right now. Is that true?
What?
Somebody just said that they could see it all the way down in Spring Hill, Tennessee, which is right next to me. They're
crazy.
Saying that you can see Aurora Borealis. What's going on?
All right.
Aurora Borealis, Tennessee just popped up.
Oh, is that?
Due to heightened solar act. Hold on. I'll be right back.
Oh, my gosh. He's left the show. All right. Well, we'll see what he says about the Aurora Borealis. I can't talk English very well. See how long this takes. Over under on 30 seconds. Gonna be funny if nothing even happened. He's like, I didn't see anything. Big time lie. Well, if you bet on over 30 seconds. Oh, dang, right in the nick of time. Holy shit.
All right, I didn't see Aurora Borealis, you guys.
Oh, man. So they're lying to you.
Yeah, that's a bunch of bullshit.
JC wanted you to come back. See, JC wanted you to come back.
People are saying that it's happening. And like here in Tennessee, what are they talking about?
Was it cloudy? Could you not see anything because it was cloudy? Or is it a clear sky?
I don't. This is bullshit, right? Like.
Oh, my gosh.
People are saying that they can see it, and there's pictures that people are posting right now of it in Tennessee. I didn't see anything.
Not only can you not trust the CDC, you can't trust people on Twitter.
Can't even trust people on Twitter, man. All right, let me see. That could change for Tennessee as early as Friday night. Heightened solar activity, Aurora Borealis could be coming to the skies above a large portion of the U.S. this weekend. It might be visible Friday, Saturday, or Sunday nights.
Oh, well, okay. There you go. Maybe we'll see it tomorrow.
I guess I'll stay tuned. I was out there just now. I didn't see anything. So,
man.
Yeah.
You feel sad? Do you feel sad? You weren't able to see it?
I mean, apparently I'll be able to see it tomorrow and the next day.
That's good.
I guess. I mean, I could just go to where it is, you know, like Alaska or whatever and see it.
Yeah, just go fly up to Alaska. Yeah.
Yeah. If I just get a speaking gig in Alaska, I'll run up there and, yeah, a little insider lore. I mean, I don't know. What's that on the pictures on your wall behind you? Is that Aurora Borealis or is that just some colorful clouds?
It's just some colorful clouds.
Okay. Is that from your homeland?
Yeah.
Neat.
From Saskatchewan.
Oh. I didn't realize you people were for that's my geography's really messed up, I guess. I don't know. I went to public schools. I mean,
Yeah, you know, what are you gonna do? You know,
I thought Korea was like way over there. Apparently.
Georgia? There are two Georgias? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But there's only one.
They're basically the same kind of place, though. Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, I'm glad we got to the bottom of that. Yeah. Hi, JC. So
good use of our time.
Yeah, I'm glad. I keep on forgetting that there's this button over here where I could see comments. So anyway, hey everybody.
Yeah.
What's going on? Oh, hi, Jay Forte.
We're doing roll call now. Do you like when you listen to people do shows and they go, "Hey, what's up? Hey, Jay Forte, what's going on?" Like I don't mind it, but sometimes there's people who you know that they do that because they don't talk to anyone else. Like I know some live streamers that just do that all the time.
Yeah, well, you know, I know that because we stream on Twitch too, right? And Twitch is really big for the chat interaction and the emojis and all that stuff. And we actually do get a fairly decent crowd of live watchers when the shows come out on Twitch. Like as far as live views, Twitch is up there. And so I understand it. Like I get why it's popular, but I don't, you know, like my show is a show. It's not a live stream in the sense of I'm like playing a game or whatever. And I'm like, oh, hey guys, let's look over and chat. Oh, hey, thanks for the bits, JC. Like we're performing. Like I'm not even me, right? I'm playing a character on a show. That's not me. Everything I've ever said on the show,
I'm like that 24/7.
Yeah. That nothing I've ever said on the show was what I believed. Like, that was all.
You're blue pilled. Oh my God.
Yeah. Everything on It's Too Late is actually just an artist interpretation of me.
Damn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So now you don't know what to think.
Yeah. What to think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what to say.
Yeah. I remember in the really early days, like every producer I've ever had, like, for two episodes, you know, it's like pseudo anonymous. And then after that, it's like, oh, this is Dave Willimowski. Hey, he's from Erie, Pennsylvania.
Before it was like, don't say my name. You know, just say my first name, but don't get my last name. Maybe the first initial. You can say that. And also say that, you know, I had to suck a dog's dick for Coke. But other than that, don't say anything else, you know?
Yeah, boy, we've all been there.
I won't give you my last name. I'm going to keep this completely anonymous.
Growing up is hard. Yeah. So anyway, for everybody out there, you know, run outside real quick and see if you can see a roar. It always makes me think of that Simpsons skit with Principal Skinner and the Superintendent Chalmers. You know what I'm talking about? Aurora Borealis.
No.
Aurora Borealis. At this time of year, in this part of the country, localized entirely within your kitchen. It's probably one of the all-time greatest Simpsons segments of ever was the whole Aurora Borealis bit. So I can't even think of the phenomenon without thinking of the Simpsons.
Hmm. Well, I mean, there's a lot of things that you can't think about without thinking of the Simpsons. Like the Simpsons almost seem like they predict everything that happens in the future.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, did they predict Donald Trump running for president?
I think they did. Yeah. I mean, that it happens in the Simpsons.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, this is why we got to get this whole streaming thing set up where it's like, oh, you thought of a funny clip. We'll just play the funny clip. And it just, you know, you just put it on. But I mean, I can't do that.
I do have some clips, but I think you've seen.
I'm just in this box that you have me in. Yeah. I can't do anything.
You can't do anything. You're not allowed.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. I know that you people kept out all foreigners for like hundreds of years. That's me. That's how I feel on this show. You people.
Oh my gosh. Oh my God.
Hey, I was going to say earlier. So there actually is a person with an Asian name in our credits.
Oh yeah.
So people might think that that's you.
Well, yeah, they get that. That's what I'm saying.
So then your secret is still safe.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Let's say like see a name in there that wasn't there for, oh, that's a, what was his name doing here? That's kind of random.
Yeah. I mean, they could probably just Google him and find out that it isn't you because he doesn't look like you.
Hmm.
Imagine that. He actually doesn't look like you. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Cause we all as Asians look alike, even as Hoppers, we all look alike.
Well, he's Japanese. Don't you guys hate each other?
Oh yeah, we're mortal enemies.
Like, yeah. You know. So y'all aren't. Yeah.
Like manga. I think the Koreans call it manhwa, and like Japanese have paki, and the Koreans have pepero. It's all the same thing, but it's a different name. You know, like fucking paki. Fuck that. We have our own shit. We're awesome.
You could have just called my mother a whore. I would have no idea. I'm just along for the ride.
Hey, Japan has Sony. We got Samsung.
It's just, you know, everything's just so colorful and vibrant. And so I'm just like, yeah, cool. You know?
So right, would you, sorry to cut you off, but would you marry an Asian woman?
Are we back on this shit again?
Yeah. We have to get down to the bottom of this.
I thought we already did get to the bottom of it.
Oh, did we?
What was last week's whole episode about?
Yeah, I know, but I mean, like,
the definitive answer. Okay, oh, like I'm the I'm like the speaker of the house. White. I'm the deciding vote.
Yeah, you're mainly white. It. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, of course I would.
Well, there you go. Perfect.
I mean, so first of all, anyone who's ever seen my dating history could probably figure that one out themselves. Number one, and number two, well, of course, they're like the free space on a bingo card. Yeah.
Got that yellow fever, right?
See, people say stuff like that, and it's like, well, I have the fever for hot chicks. Like, if the Asian lady was ugly, then I would say, ugh, gross. But I'm not saying gross because she's Asian. I'm saying gross because she's ugly. If she were hot, then I'd say, oh, hot. And I'm not saying hot because she's Asian. I'm saying hot because she's hot.
Well, I'm glad that you say that. I'm glad.
Mine, like, because I don't think, like, I think the people that are arguing that question, in their minds, they're all envisioning somebody who's hot. Like, I don't think anyone is arguing over, you know, like some 350-pound, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Don't they have a word for their madams who are like their female pimps of their, you know what I'm talking about? I don't know. This, I'm really out of my, like, I know things exist, but I need you to just know the terminology. And you keep on failing. I tried to ask you what this philosophy was earlier. Hey. And you're just looking at me like, what, white man's fucking talking.
Look, I may be half Asian, but I lean on my white side like nobody's business.
Okay. Well, I mean, I guess it's not really fair for me to ask you if you would marry an Asian woman. That's kind of moot.
Yeah.
Or it would be super uncomfortable if you said no and we were back to 50-50.
I married an Asian woman? Oh, shit.
You're one of them self-hatings.
Crap.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're like, it's funny, though, because there's a lot of that. Like you said, a lot of self-hating. Mm-hmm. Hapas, especially. That's the whole reason why we even started live streaming was because our Hapas, that subreddit, I don't even know if you're familiar with them, but I don't know what they're like now.
Wait, no, that's true? There's a bunch of self-hating?
Yeah.
That's a thing? Oh, I just always thought that was a joke. I didn't realize that was a thing.
Well, I mean, it's mainly like, because they're half, so they don't know, am I an Asian or am I white? So they kind of like don't know exactly where their identity is. So when you think of an identity crisis, this is the identity crisis. What do I look like? What am I, more white? Do I look more Asian? I have no idea. People think I'm Asian. I mean, he has some kind of, I don't know, he looks kind of weird. Maybe he's Mexican. I don't know. I can't tell. Like with you, it's like, well, you're obviously, I can tell 100% you are white. I'm looking at you, you're white. But someone who never knew who I was, they looked at me. They may say Asian, but I mean, he's not like, he doesn't look super Asian. Like he's obviously not a full on Korean or Japanese. So there's that identity crisis in that regard. Mm-hmm. So, and kind of, yeah.
If they had you turn off the lights and then hold like, you know, like have you smile into the camera, then they would know you're Asian.
Yeah, that's true.
I've seen that and I can verify it.
Yeah. Well, also my eyes do disappear. Like, you know, you can't see my eyeballs anymore when I smile and laugh.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Well, so, but I would think, I don't know, but I would think that if you had to, remember back in like in your school days when you're taking like the TCAP tests when you're like in third grade or whatever, and you gotta mark in the little bubbles of, oh, I'm this race and this is my, print your name, kids. I think that you're Asian because a half black and half white is black. Yeah. Like we have words for that, but if you had to mark one, you're black. So then does that mean you're Asian, or would you say that somehow I feel like you and I need to go back to racist Twitter and say, okay, if you're half black and half white, are you black? And then take those votes and then be like, okay, if you're half white and half Asian, are you Asian? And then if the votes are different, if it's a different percentage, be like, okay, what the fuck's going on?
Yeah. See, yeah, this was my plan all along, is for you to get back into racist Twitter and put those questions into people's heads, and then they're going to be like, I don't know, man.
I mean, they do. They got some fire ass memes over there at that racist Twitter.
Racist Twitter. Oh, I man. Mean,
it's just so good. Like, you know, I mean, I don't mind browsing, you know, it's just me. But anyway, so yes, I would marry one. I mean, I think I would marry a lot of different.
You'd be like the guy races with like four wives or something.
Well, not at the same time. Oh, okay. It's not.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not like, not a poly. I'm not Mormon. I'm not a polygamist.
Well, okay. That's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
You, I mean, for Monday, you know, you for Tuesday. Right.
Yeah. Well, like, you know, yeah, I think if you're a, I don't know, like if I had to quantify it scientifically, I would say that if you have dominant genes, like you have dark hair and dark eyes because you're half Asian. So you can't not have that. Like, if I saw you tomorrow and you had like auburn hair and blue eyes, I'd be like, that motherfucker's been spending some time on Photoshop, because that's clearly not you. You don't have those genes. You have those genes. So you're Asian.
Hmm.
So that's what I would tell. That's what I would tell people in the community. But regardless of whether they agreed or disagree with that, I'd be like, but I don't understand. I don't understand like the controversy. Because let's just say either way, hypothetically, you fell 100% on one or 100% on the other. In what way has that changed your life?
Got to preserve your bloodline.
Well, that's fucking impossible for you. You're already a chimera.
Yeah, I'm already a mutt.
Yeah. But white people are, like, because when you talk about white people, like American whites, we are. I'm not 100% British, right. I'm not 100% German, right. Yeah, I'm German and Scottish and English and Irish. I mean there's one is predominant more than the, like what a couple of those are the majority over all the rest, but I'm like 17 different whites. So
what about Swedish German? Are you Swedish German?
Like Swiss German? Yeah.
But have you ever heard of a Swedish German joke?
No. What?
Never mind.
Now you're being racist. It turns out you were the racist all along. I was just trying to navigate these treacherous waters to come to some sort of conclusion on some questions. I wasn't trying to be racist.
I guess I'm going to end it with this, and it's going to end horribly. It's going to be bad.
Okay.
So like a Swedish German, right? Like, you know, you go into a town and you're looking for a woman. So you meet a guy, I'm looking for a woman. Or but we don't have any women in here, but we do have Andy Richter, the Swedish German, right? Andy Richter, the Swedish German. Oh, well, I mean, I guess, you know, if that's what I need to do to, you know, because I have needs. So I suppose, you know, I'll go see Andy Richter, the Swedish German.
So I just want to say I've heard this joke before, but it wasn't Andy Richter, the Swedish German. It was a totally different thing.
Yeah, I know. I'll just end it there then, because.
Okay. Like.
Come on, man.
Like, yeah. But is it because you don't have a singular heritage? Like if someone were to say, oh, well, what's your homeland? Where were of your forebears? And it's like, well, it's not one answer. It's more than one answer.
Yeah.
Because that's still true for everyone. Because my homeland would be multiple places.
Yeah.
But that's why I think Americans very particularly or uniquely, we don't look at ancient history. Like my homeland is like Tennessee.
Right.
My homeland is here.
You're not like looking back like a 1500s. Oh yeah, my ancestors lived
in fucking. Yeah. Like if somebody says, oh, have you ever done like a 23andMe? And I was like, no, who the fuck cares? Like, so first of all, they don't get my DNA. They don't get to have it.
They get to keep that forever.
Yeah, they don't get to have it. Whoever and number two, is. What am I? Okay, so again, what am I gonna do with that information?
Oh, so this is. I'm sorry to cut you off again, but this reminded me of. I'm gonna look for it. Hold on, let me find it real quick, because this is reminding me of something. If I can find it. I mean, it wasn't too long ago. I should be able to find it pretty quick, right? Okay, here we go. So I don't know if you heard about the AT&T. Data breach that happened. Mm-hmm. So Jay Bauman, for those who don't know, he's part of Red Letter Media, who, if you guys have seen the show, you know that lovely video clip that I played that Alan loves so much. So I'll just read his tweet, and I'm just going to read it. It's, you know, so around 2006, I briefly tried AT&T as my ISP, and the service was so unusably bad, I canceled after only a month and paid hundreds in early cancellation fees for a service that never worked. For some reason, they still have all my personal info on file 17 years later. I know this because it all got leaked in a data breach back in March of this year. I knew about the breach a month ago thanks to having good credit monitoring, but apparently AT&T didn't notify customers until just this week. What a shit-ass company. Quote, hey, sorry, we just enabled someone to steal your identity, but here's a free year of credit monitoring now that it's too late. Whoopsie. Hey, AT&T, do you seriously not use any sort of encryption for stuff like SSNs, you dumb assholes? I should personally be fine, but AT&T put millions of people at risk due to their incompetence. Your privacy is a joke to these people. And so, like you said, I don't know why that's reminding me of 23andMe. Like, if you send your blood sample or your spit or whatever, they're going to have that forever. Whoever they are.
Yeah.
Thanks, Elon. Thanks, JC.
Thanks, Elon!
Alan, where can they find It's Too Late with Alan Mosley?
We did that in the beginning. Well, they got to go back.
Yeah, we got to do the plug at the beginning and the end.
Yeah, to go forward, we must go back.
Right.
Yes. So Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, wherever, go to Alan Mosley TV, and that's where you will find it. YouTube.com/AlanMosleyTV, Twitter at Alan Mosley TV, Twitch, Alan Mosley TV. It's easy. Just do it. And then after you've done that, you go to our Patreon, which is patreon.com/AlanMosley, or our PayPal, and you type in 999-999-99, and you put in your Sears card. And just see what happens.
I hear there's an event coming up soon.
Is there? I don't know. I heard it's going to rain. We might.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, but no refunds. Really sucks. Can't stress that part enough. Yeah. No refunds. Actually, so the 6th annual It's Too Late live show is Saturday, May 18th. But we have like group activities for Thursday night, the 16th. Friday, we're taking everybody to the Confederate Museum. That's now no longer a joke. It's actually happening. We are We're actually going.
Missing and then
we're
going to.
Actually, hey, we are going to the Confederate Museum Friday afternoon, and then we're going to get Asian food because all of the Confederates would have also married an Asian.
Can't get any more American than that, right?
Yeah, exactly. Confederate Museum, Asian wife at the hibachi place. Let's go. You know, I do like that place, but they don't have any hot Asian women there. It's just dudes. It's just dudes. It's no, like, you know.
Well, that's no fun.
I know. I mean, the food's pretty good. But, you know, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I don't know. They seem like the kind of Asians that they wouldn't let their wives, like, you know, out of the house. They're right to do that. Like, you know, I don't like it, but I respect it, you know. And then Saturday, of course, is the event where we're actually going to go to a zoo and people can take pictures with baby kangaroos and a sloth and lemurs and stuff. Again, people will think that I've been bullshitting for 6 months. None of that is false. That is all true. You're going to get to do that. And then we're going to the annual Poncho's Supporters Summit at Poncho's Mexican Restaurant. And then Sunday, if that wasn't enough, if your bowels haven't already been liquefied, we're going to Waffle House Sunday morning before everybody gets on the plane.
That Monday, oof, everyone's gonna be shitting.
Oh, dude, I took off work Monday. So that I have some me time. You know
what's going down.
Yeah. Oh, I did, dude. I know. I've been there, done that.
Oh man.
So that's all next weekend. I don't know. I've got the link somewhere. You could probably just find it or don't. But, you know, people are encouraged to donate because then I turn around and spend that money on the degenerates who show up to Tennessee.
Well,
yeah.
Well, once again, thanks, JC, for the $9.99. Thanks, Elon. Really appreciate that. Not thanks, Elon, but you said thanks, Elon. So thanks. Appreciate that. And so because your event is happening next week, we aren't going to be doing a show next week because you're going to be kind of busy. I think
we could stream. There's going to be like 40 or 50 people just around.
Could you just imagine? I mean, you can if you want to, but I don't know if you'd be too distracted, you know?
I mean, I don't know. If there were an easy way for you, like for me to pull it up on my phone and so that I could just, you know, be like, oh, hey.
Well, if you're going to be out in public, then I got to make sure to be as racist as possible. So you can.
Oh, well, I'm going to be out in public with my audience. So they're not going to be taken aback one iota from anything you say.
I'm just talking about that one employee that happens to hear you say some stuff and you're like, what the fuck? Never had these people on again, but they probably know who you are. So it's okay.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we let the audience say the N word every now and again, just as a treat.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need to say that every once in a while. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, like I said, no show next week. Or maybe they will. I don't know. We'll see. Maybe we'll surprise you. Who knows? But if not, we'll see you in a couple weeks for sure. Unless another tornado comes over and, you know, destroys Alan's house and kills him. We'll see. So, all right. That's it. Here's my finger. It's like I hit the end.
Can't even do it.